Now it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Spain reiterates its rejection of the implementation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act.
World leaders renew their demand for the end of U.S. blockade against Cuba at United Nations General Assembly.
On behalf of the Brazilian people, the Workers' Party apologizes to Cuba for Bolsonaro's offensive remarks at the United Nations.
And the Brazilian people deeply regret having chosen Jair Bolsonaro.
And now for the news in detail.
Spain's acting Minister of Foreign Affairs for European Union and Cooperation, Josep Borrell, reiterated Wednesday his country's opposition to the activization of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act. In a meeting with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez, at the United Nations, both ministers addressed issues of bilateral, regional, and multilateral interest, according to a note released by the Spanish minister. Borrell said that the implementation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act discourages and penalizes trade and investment by companies from third countries and also causes serious harm to the well-being of the Cuban population. The note adds that the government of Spain and the European Union reject these unilateral coercive measures as contrary to international law. We work with the European Commission, the rest of the member states, and other international partners to adopt the necessary measures to reduce their impact. During the meeting, the Cuban minister explained the recent evolution of the economic situation in Cuba, including information on the energy issue. Both ministers agreed to continue working to deepen bilateral relations. Accordingly, Borrell will travel to Cuba in October to hold bilateral consultations.
The end of the U.S. blockade against Cuba was an appeal repeated several times on Wednesday during the high-level segment of the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Costa Rican President Carlos Alvarado expressed the need to end the U.S. blockade, which has done so much damage to the Caribbean country. Namibia's President Hage Geingob regretted the regression in the thought of relations between the United States and Cuba, which he said we witnessed a few years ago. For this reason, he added, we renew the call to lift the obsolete blockade against Cuba. The president of Chad, Idris Deby Itno, also advocated lifting of this hostile policy, which he said is unjustly imposed on Cuba and harms the country's people. Another condemnation of the unilateral coercive measures came from the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani. He said, U.S. government officials take pride in such pressures and addictively use sanctions against countries such as Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, China, and Russia. Since 1992, the U.N. General Assembly has passed 27 resolutions calling on the U.S. government to end its policy of blockade against Cuba without any conditions. After taking office, President Donald Trump changed the Cuba policies approved by his predecessor, Barack Obama, and resumed the hostile policy towards the Caribbean state with the intensification of punitive measures against companies, banks, reinstating travel restrictions, and reducing the amount of remittances, among other actions.
The leader of Brazilian Workers' Party parliamentary group, Paulo Pimenta, stated that his people apologized to the Cuban people for the inadmissible and aggressive statements made by President Jair Bolsonaro. I want to apologize on behalf of my people to Cuba for the gratuitous and unrestrained aggressions uttered in an unacceptable and inadequate manner by President Jair Bolsonaro at the opening of the United Nations debates on Tuesday morning, Pimenta told Prensa Latina. He pointed out that, unfortunately, the world could see what we Brazilians are experiencing, an authoritarian president who reveals a profound contempt for our America, for our peoples, and feels no shame in saying or declaring himself an unconditional ally of the United States, and behaving like a lackey of American interest. Pimenta insisted that the Cuban and Brazilian people have friendly relations and that the majority of our population has a deep respect and esteem for the island and are very pleased with the work done here by Cuban doctors. Sadly, he reiterated, Bolsonaro's speech contains words that are an embarrassment, and we would like to express, with all our heart, our most sincere apologies to the Cuban people.
In his annual State of the World address to the General Assembly's 193 state members, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned about the devastating consequences the conflict between China and the United States could mean for the world. We must do everything possible to avert the great fracture and maintain a universal system, a universal economy with universal respect for international law, a multipolar world with strong multilateral institutions, Guterres said. He also expressed concern over the escalation of conflicts in the Middle East, with Washington's latest move to send military troops to its allies, Saudi Arabia, against Iran. Above all, we are facing the alarming possibility of armed conflict in the Gulf, the consequences of which the world cannot afford, he said, in a context where a minor miscalculation can lead to a major confrontation, we must do everything possible to push for reason and restrain. The UN chief also warned against outside interference that automatically delayed any peace process, mentioning the example of Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan, among others. Guterres told world leaders what once was called climate change is now truly a climate crisis, and what was once called global warming has more accurately become global heating.
And you're listening to Radio Vancouver's broadcast on shortwave, online, on our website, and in and around Havana on FM. Now back to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
A new lawsuit was filed on Wednesday by a Miami-based firm under the recently implemented and controversial Title III of the Helms-Burton Act. The lawsuit against American Airlines and the LATAM Airlines Group was filed on behalf of José Ramón López Riquiero, who claims his father was the owner of the island's main international airport in Havana, which was nationalized by the revolutionary government after 1959. The defendants have trafficked in or benefited from ongoing unlawful trafficking at the airport by arriving and departing the airport and using its facilities for cargo and passenger transport, the filing reads. American Airlines said in the statement it would review the lawsuit in detail and it would vigorously defend its services to Cuba. American Airlines' service to Cuba, including the José Martí International Airport in Havana, is authorized by the U.S. government, the statement said. In addition, the law specifically exempts lawful travel, which is what American Airlines provides. The Trump administration activated the long-dormant Title III of the Helms-Burton Act, enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed by President William Clinton in 1996. Some analysts say that the Trump administration appears to be sinking to win over the Cuban-American community in the swing state of Florida in advance of the November 2020 presidential elections.
As Chavista lawmakers return to their seats in the National Assembly, they have signaled that they are prepared to begin a dialogue for the reinstitutionalization of Venezuela's National Assembly. The Assembly is dominated by the opposition and was deemed to be no longer legitimate after breaking the law in 2017. The overtures by Chavista lawmakers is part of the ongoing peace talks between the government and some of the opposition. Francisco Torrealba, spokesperson for the Chavista Gran Polo Patriótico, a coalition of pro-government Chavista parties, said that he is prepared to implement mechanisms for dialogue that would work towards the institutionalization of the National Assembly. He said to reporters, "We want to rescue respect, tolerance, and willingness to dialogue. We know that the right wing is a majority, but that doesn't block the possibility that in this National Assembly we can dialogue with respect and tolerance." The National Assembly, of which Guaido was appointed president under their rotation system, was ruled to be in contempt by Venezuela's Supreme Court in 2017. This was due to the fact that three opposition lawmakers were admitted into the Assembly despite being elected with serious voting irregularities in their district. The Supreme Court told the Assembly that they could continue to operate legally if they opened a new session without the three disputed deputies. Nevertheless, the Assembly again refused. The entry of Chavista lawmakers and their work towards the reinstitutionalization is part of the ongoing dialogue with some sections of the opposition following calls by President Nicolas Maduro for peaceful solutions.
The use of information and communication technologies in Cuba has become an essential tool to consolidate socioeconomic development, despite the restrictions resulting from the U.S. blockade, said Ruben Ramos, vice president of the island's Chamber of Commerce. Ramos spoke at the opening of the Fourth Forum of Entrepreneurs and Leaders in Information Technologies held in the Muni Havana Hotel and attended by 230 delegates representing 47 national and 8 foreign companies. He stressed that the Cuban state has proposed to advance in the industry of applications, computer services, and technological infrastructure. Hence, the forum is vital for diversification and the discovery of new markets. The companies present at the event will be able to integrate and ensure projects that make productive change possible, said Grisel Reyes León, president of the Business Group of Information and Telecommunications. During the initial conference, Jose Miguel Santana, Vice Minister for Science, Technology, and Environment, explained that legal regulations are being finalized for the implementation of the first science and technology park, which will be located in the vicinity of the University of Informational Sciences.
And once again, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Spain reiterates its rejection of the implementation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act.
World leaders renew their demand for the end of U.S. blockade against Cuba at United Nations General Assembly.
On behalf of the Brazilian people, the Workers' Party apologizes to Cuba for Bolsonaro's offensive remarks at the United Nations.
And the Brazilian people deeply regret having chosen Jair Bolsonaro.